So good evening, Rabotai. We started speaking about the past few days, the halachot about traveling to and from Israel during this tkufa with regards to Berech Aleinu. So the halacha is as follows. Yesterday we spoke about an Israeli traveling here, what happens when he gets back, v'chule. The halacha, now on the flip side, is as follows. What would be the din if an American now let's say an American would fly to Eretz Israel and he lands in Israel, even though back at home, they didn't start Berech Aleinu yet. They're not starting until December 4th. Nevertheless, everybody agrees, all poskim agree, that when he's in Eretz Yisrael right now, he needs rain. He's in a place that requires rain. So immediately upon landing in Eretz Yisrael, he immediately starts saying Berech Aleinu, v'ten tanu matali bracha, just like B'nai Eretz Yisrael. That's not a question. The question becomes, what happens when he comes back? When he comes back to Chutz La'aretz, a tremendous machloket poskim erupts, what to do? Some poskim say, like we said yesterday, once you start Berech Aleinu, you have to continue. Like we said, not to make a joke out of your tefillah. It's not a ping pong table. Back and forth. You start it. Before you went to Israel, it's Berech Aleinu. Now you went to Israel, it's Berech Aleinu. Now you come back, it's Berech Aleinu again. And then on December 4th, it's Berech Aleinu again. You can't keep switching. According to some poskim, you continue. According to other poskim, it would be inappropriate to continue because now you're back in your home place. That it's not time for Berech Aleinu yet, and therefore you have to go based on your physical geographic location. La halacha ul ma'aseh, Baran Zichron Livracha rules in Yichaveh Da'at Chelek Aleph. He says that when the American comes back home from Eretz Yisrael, he should stop saying Berech Aleinu, go back to saying Berechenu, like his geographic location. But in order to be yotze all the poskim in Shema Kolenu, he should add in before he says Ki Ata Shomea Tfilat Kol Peh. Over there, you should add in the following pasuk, right before Ki Ata Shomea, says V'ten Tal Umatar Livracha Al Kol Pene Adama Ki Ata Shomea Tfilat Kol Peh, which means adding in that sentence into Shomea Tfilah will make you be yotze according to all poskim. That's what you should do in every single tefillah until Arvit of December 4th, at which time, even in America and in Chutz La'aretz, everybody's going to change to Berech Aleinu. Baruch Adonai La'olam Amen V'Amen. Bichanan Kishah Omer, Tzak Dosh Baruch Yisrael.